There is no room in my brain for another song.
just like if I knew ahead of time when I was going to ordain.
We had to take the seats out. So definitely was just like, I'm just going to die.
We're going to get started. If everyone could take their seat, please. Good evening. Welcome to Kadampa Center. Welcome to the bonus. Welcome to the bonus night of Rinpoche's teachings. Rinpoche will be here in about 20 minutes, and so we've got another little group of announcements to make to people, in particular about tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be a day of many different events. And also then after we do that, a couple of other things before Rinpoche gets here. Don Brown, who started Kadampa Center in 1993, but actually planted the seeds for it long before that by leading meditation groups, and is, you know, if Rinpoche's Yeah. Well, anyway, Rinpoche Shea is the spiritual director and the founder, as I like to say, no Don Brown, no Kadampa Center. So he is going to talk to us a little bit about FPMT and Lama Yeshe. And then if there's extra time, Rinpoche has specifically requested that we do some prayers and mantras while we wait for him. So a couple of things about tomorrow in particular. First of all, tonight there is no assigned seating. There's no Gompa tickets. Really encourage people to sit in the Gompa and be able to be directly in the presence of Rinpoche. A couple of questions have come up about, you know, what if I have to leave early? What if I need to use the bathroom? What if I'm falling asleep and I need to get a cup of tea? What if I come late? There's no problem with any of those things. So you can still sit in the Gompa. If you need to leave early, no problem. Just, you know, get up, be respectful and quiet and leave. No one will be insulted. Rinpoche won't be insulted. He won't take it personally. It's not a problem at all. If you have to come in late, it's no problem to come into the Gompa and take whatever seat is available. Come to the front. There are lots of seats in the front. That's not a problem either. And, you know, if you need to go out and use the bathroom and come back into the Gompa, that's not a problem. So we want you to be relaxed and happy here. That's the best mind state for appreciating the Dharma. We don't want anybody to be sort of nervous and uptight about, you know, protocol. All we really ask you to do is stand when Rinpoche comes in the room and not talk when he's talking. And other than that, that's just like basic elementary school protocol. And turn your cell phones off. Yeah, that would be one other thing. And if you could turn your little watch clock beepers off, that would also be nice. Tomorrow we'll start at 3 o'clock with a children's program. However, this children's program, you know, we're all children of the Dharma. So don't feel that because you're an adult and you don't have a child attached to you that this is not a program for you. Rinpoche is going to be giving transmissions of two mantras. To the children, but to everyone here. He's also going to be giving a talk. And sometimes, you know, talks that are aimed at children are the ones that are easiest for adults as well. So really encourage you to come and participate in that. And then there's going to be some additional program after that, some reports to Rinpoche and conversation with Rinpoche about Kadampa Center. There will be a dinner break. Not sure exactly what time that's going to be. That'll be determined by Rinpoche. If you've ordered a box lunch, when you register tomorrow, please bring $10 cash. That would be so helpful. And pay when you register, and you'll get a ticket. And then give us about 10 minutes after the dinner break starts to get the box lunches, you know, out of where they're being held, out to the back where the refreshments are under the grape arbor. And you can exchange your ticket for a box lunch and there's lots of water and drinks and things like that. I don't know. If you didn't order a box lunch, there may be extras, so we just see how that goes. Rinpoche and all of the Sangha are going to be served lunch in what up until now has been our nursery, but it will be the lunch facility for Rinpoche and all of the monks and nuns tomorrow. So, and that's the room, you know, right as you're headed out the door to the right. So we're asking people to sort of stay out of the kitchen area over here from about 5 o'clock through the dinner break so that the people who are serving Rinpoche and the Sangha can have easy access back and forth for that. Thank you. After dinner, there will be more. Rinpoche will continue teaching on the Lam Rim. And at some point in the evening, but at some point in the evening, he will be offering refuge and lay vows. And people who are taking refuge for the first time, of course, if you've taken refuge before, you're welcome to be here and encouraged to be here and renew your vows. If you're taking refuge for the first time, we're going to ask you at the appropriate time, and we'll tell you when that is, to come to the front of the room. You may be sitting already in the front, but if you're not, even if you're sitting outside, please come to the front of the room for taking those vows. And so some of us may have to sort of make way for people who are coming to take the vows. I think that might be. Anybody think of anything I missed? Okay. I am now going to turn it over to one of my favorite people in the whole world, Don Brown. The reason he's one of my favorite people in the whole world is because he started Kadampa Center. And this is where I went from being a miserable sot to a happy person. Really.
You saved one, right?
Hey, can you go outside in case Ricochet comes and show him the front and back?
Yeah,
oh, okay. All right. So welcome to... Is this on? Okay. So I've been charged with giving people an overview of Kadampa Center. Not Kadampa Center, but the bigger organization called the FPMT. And those of you who come to Kadampa Center, you know, the announcements do tend to go on. And I know you may have heard of the FPMT before, but maybe there's some new people that haven't. So I'll give you a little overview. The Kadampa Center is part of this huge mandala, this worldwide organization called the Foundation for the Preservation of the Mahayana Tradition. It was started by Lama Yeshe, whose picture is hidden behind the flowers. But wonderful, he was Lama Zopa's guru and took care of him when he came out of Tibet many years ago. Anyway, Lama Yeshe's an amazing teacher. And I had the benefit. Robbie and I actually met him many years ago in Nepal. But Lama Yeshe started this organization, and it was actually the students that came to him and said, "Hey, we want a center in England. We want a center in France. We want a center in Australia. We want a center in North America." And so it's just grown like that. Now it's not just city centers like this, though. There are quite a few city centers, but there are study groups that are these little. Sort of budding. At one point, Kadampa Center was like a study group, and then we evolved into a center. There are hospices. There are, there are publishing houses. There's a leprosy project in Nepal. There's schools. I mean, there's a whole list of things here. There's meditation centers in 33 countries, polio clinics. There's a liberation prison project, and Herb Cunningham has managed this in this center for many years, probably 10 or more years now, right, Herb? So there's just a lot of wonderful things that the FPMT does. It's not just about teaching the Dharma, but that's the heart and soul of the FPMT is the Dharma. So anyway, and another program that's starting up, and Denise Flores, who's, I think she may be outside right now, but she's been instrumental in this 16 Guidelines for a Happy Life. It's a program that's being geared to give children, and actually it's evolving all the time to be available for adults, but it's to teach children in a sort of a non-religious, not secular way, the fundamental principles of Buddhism and the fundamental principles of what it means to be a happy human being. Like if you do this and you don't do this, you're going to be happier. So 16 Guidelines is a wonderful thing that Denise has had a lot to do with. Here she's coming in now. So anyway, FPMT is a wonderful worldwide organization, and we are part of that organization. And Rinpoche, who I don't know if people know much about him, but he doesn't lay down and he doesn't sleep. That might be hard to believe. But he, you know, and I was talking to Roger last night, and he was saying that it's kind of interesting to watch Rinpoche at night because his body wants to rest, but he gets, you know, he doesn't let himself go unconscious apparently. So he's this amazing teacher who has total dedication to the Dharma and to helping us sentient beings. And he helps to orchestrate in a spiritual context the whole FPMT. So that's, you know, just part of his responsibilities and part of what makes him such an amazing human being. Now I get to talk about Dana. And Dana is an interesting word. It's as soon as I start thinking about talking about money, I get a little tight. But when I talk about dana, it's easier to talk about it because it's the Sanskrit word for generosity. And you know, at least where my mind goes when I think about generosity is, well, when I think about anything, what's in it for me? You know, I mean, that's what human beings do, isn't it? Like, what's in it for me? I mean, if I give to Kadampa Center, what's in it for me? And from a spiritual perspective, it's kind of interesting. Practicing generosity, like somebody who really understands the power and the great benefit to us practicing generosity, like looks for opportunities to practice generosity. Generosity is the antidote to miserliness, this sort of clinging mind that causes a lot of suffering. So it's an antidote to miserliness. It creates the causes for karmically for abundance. But also we want to support the things that are valuable in our life because we want them to exist. We want them to flourish. And in that sense, you know, practicing dana, if you think that what we do here in the Kadampa Center is valuable, and this is not like you're paying back. You don't have, it shouldn't come from like I'm paying for a service. I think that's the wrong way to approach it. But it's sort of like, you know, I see the value of it, and I want to have that value available to me in the future, but I also want other people to have that opportunity to receive the value down the road. So, you know, with that sort of mindset, then generosity actually is sort of a spontaneous thing that we just want to give. We want to share what we have with other people. So there are a lot of ways to contribute at Kadampa Center. It's not just money, although we need it, and we have a huge mortgage payment here. But people contribute in lots of other ways, in time and energy and so forth. So there are lots of different ways to support Kadampa Center, and we welcome your support in any way you feel like you can do it. And I think now, what are we going to do?
We'll do some prayers.
Okay. So we'll get started with some prayers in a few minutes. Thank you.
So let's start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. It's not in the gold book. It's Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaya Soha. So we'll chant that three times. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaya Soha. Ayata mune mune maha munaye soha. If you'll turn to page 8 in the prayer book, and we'll recite the Heart Sutra in English. I prostrate to the Arya Triple Gem. Thus did I hear at one time. The Bhagavan was dwelling on massive Fultress Mountain in Rajagriha, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagavan was absorbed in the concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also, at that time, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then, through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara. How should any son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and Bodhisattva Mahasvatsa Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness.
without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element, and so on up to and including no mind element and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on up to and including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on dwell in the doctrine of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that pacifies all suffering should be known as truth, since this is not false. The mantra of the perfection of the wisdom is declared. Tayata om gate gate parasam gate bodhisoha. Shariputra, the bodhisattva, mahasattva, should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of the lineage, it is like that, it is like that. One should practice profound perfection of wisdom, just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Sharabhaviputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, were enjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Bhagavan. Now let's turn to page 22 and recite the foundation of all good qualities in English. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful, to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the pratimoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. Even if I develop only bodhicitta, but don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly with my maestri the unified path of calm abiding and special insight.
Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. My lives, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. By completing the qualities, the stages, and paths, may I quickly attain the state of Vajra.
Rinpoche is about to be here, but he is going to walk around the building and look and find an appropriate place for us to build our stupa. So you all can continue to say prayers and mantras, knowing that Rinpoche is here walking around the building.
Well, Geshe-la asks us to chant the long mandala offering, but it's in Tibetan. So, want to try that? Or
which page is it?
The long mandala offering to request the teachings is on page 26 and 27. So we can start where it says group joins in. Om Vajra Bhumi Ahum Wanchan Sergi Saji Om Vajra Deke Ahum Chi Chagri Koryugi Kordwe Usu Rigal Porira Sharlupako Lo Zambuling Nu Balancher Jan Draminyan Ludan Lupak Nyanya Dab Nyanya Jen Yodan dan lo chodro, draminyan dan draminyan gida, rinpoche riro, pa samgishin, de joiba, mamoi pailoto, koilo rinpoche, norbu rinpoche, tsumo rinpoche, lumpo rinpoche, langpo rinpoche, takcho rinpoche, magpo rinpoche, Techen poi bumpa. Gen ma, trewa ma, lu ma, gar ma, meto ma, duper ma, nansel ma, trichap ma, ni ma, dawa, rinpoche duk, chole nampa gelwe gyatsen, usu lagda mi, peljor pusun sopa, matsawa mepa, Sangji yudu owa dita jinsen sawa dang gyur para chepe pande lama dang pananda ker para du yang yotso tempe na dang dungile dutse ne mote jetsun lamo lok sang tuan doshe chang lama tupten zopa rinpoche Pel jan per jel nane, de pa chen per sung chur jab mo, leg par ju we yun du jin king, kam wu wa gi wo. Tu she dro we dun du se su so, she ne kang dag so do wa ma gyu nam ke ta dam nyam pe sem ten chan te la, tu tse wa chen per go ni jin gi lab tu so. Then the short mandala offering. Sa ji per ki shuk shing me tok tam ri rab lin ji ni Yeah. Sangye Jindu Mi
Amo dhammo jundende desin javan bhajam bhayam dhavada Dhamma devara jeva jidi jemba jivundu vema Mebala dhaminan jayatum bhasan jayajimde Jaja dhuvala chadana chudha chavuyo jivu Deci Jabban Dajum Bayam Dabaran Sobe Sange Ribadan Shadu Dhamma Devara Shepali Jivon Deve Galo Jiva Lada Minam Jitam Bakan Jitam Din Shaja Duvala Chaza Lo Chudha Chazu Jivu Deci Jabban Dajum Bayam Dabaran Sobe Sange Ribata Namda Gunga Chodo Sosawa Yishin Jasu Seji Lumbu Chapa Chidin Sumna Lame Ba Gumbu Chuni Chula Chasaro Sinta Dawa Chimenta Seta Dawa Chula Chasaro Dunja Chuta Suma Chie Nyame Chichin Chula Chasaro Gumbu Tuchi Chidin Ba Tamji Chimbi Tumba Sona yin den jazu Sanje de la chata lo, jibi chula chata lo, kichin de la chata. Tukui chata sanje, chanje kunye, chanye je, lute baye, nange hendo, chota tebe chata. Tiba chiya mi chashi, gewa punso, sopala chi, rangi sende yungso. Tene sanje denpa ye Mame da juma sivu chivu da
Mela lo da triya da vandu shi chuna Teta da sunam diya tamche sipa ni Kapa to ne chunche da Kata na da chivya lap chubi Sivya soliyam chuba chuba yu
No model offering, page number 26
When you read the prayer, it's just hard to explain, but you can, if you are familiar, that's okay, but if not familiar, you can read in English, so then you know what you are, so you know what you're saying.
So the English
can be read.
Page 8 in English, the Heart Sutra.
So the you have English, huh?
Yes.
So the English can be read into English. can be read in English. The Heart Sutra, read in English. Okay.
Prostrate to the Arya Triple Gem. Thus is that year one.
Hong de de jmi tamba samba jmi bhava chere jong jere tamba chere dili bhava jere Eliminating hindrances. Is there?
Page 11, dispelling of hindrances.
Get it in English.
I and all surrounding sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother Prajnaparamita, wisdom gone beyond, surrounded by all the children, by the assemblies of Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions, by commending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the day of King Indra expelled Mara as evil beings by reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond and reciting the profound words of daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the Great Mother Prajnaparamita and recite the profound words of daily recitation. May all these easy spirit possessions and conditions, all the negative directions, and that which happens to do for the past karma in immediate conditions, may all this be dispelled. May it become non-existent. May it be pacified.
One more. Two more. Two more.
Again. I and all surrounding me go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother Prajnaparamita, wisdom on the earth, surrounded by all the children in my assemblies of Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and generations. By depending on my prostration to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the day of King Indra, the Stella of Mars, the Buddha, by reflecting on the profound meaning of wisdom gone beyond, and reciting the profound words of daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the Great Mother.
spirit possessions, bad missions, all negative directions, that which happens due to past karma, immediate conditions, may all receive the cell. May it become a mind system. May it be pacified.
I also grant these sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the great mother, Prajnaparamita, who is above beyond. Surrounded by all the children and by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions, that I demand now my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra excelled the Varas, evil beings, by reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond, and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the great mother, Prajnaparamita, and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all the negative directions, that which happens due to past karma, immediate conditions, may always be dispelled. May it become non-existent. May it be pacified.
end of the Heart Sutra. So the, of course, the, after the paying homage to the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, so maybe I mention tomorrow. A little bit on the paying homage to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, how that is so important. the Prajnaparamita, a few syllables, so that goes into that. So we're practicing that. So that is paying homage to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, and then the. What about, so then the key instruction, Buddha is teaching the what is Dharma, so that is subduing the mind, the subduing the mind which causes suffering to oneself, which causes suffering to others, so the subdue, so then from that by subduing that, then from the from the positive mind, from the positive mind, the detachment, renunciation, and the bodhicitta, the right view of wisdom, that's the foundation. See, so comes when the liberation from samsara. Then is able to cut the root of samsara, the ignorance, cease the cause of suffering, the delusion karma. So the thing, so the liberation from samsara. So that happens. Then achieving full enlightenment. So all this so becomes cause to achieve. It makes it possible to achieve all this happiness after enlightenment. until we get liberated from samsara, then you see in all the future lives to achieve happiness, the temporal happiness, you see. So a higher rebirth, Devahimi rebirth, also pure land. Until we become free from samsara to achieve higher rebirth, you see. So that, so the also what is Buddha Dharma? So the very essential advice, you see, to not commit any unwholesome action, and engage in the perfect wholesome action, and subdue one's mind. This is teaching the Buddha. which contains four noble truths. Then another instruction, another essential teaching of the Buddha. So the look at all the cultural phenomena, and the look at all the cultural phenomena, including the said once in a life. The material possessions and the people around, or you know, family members, or people around, friend, enemy, stranger, so forth, you see. Object of anger and attachment and ignorance, or the sentient beings who are object of delusion, ignorance, anger, attachment, then material possessions for the which are object of attachment, anger, ignorance, so so this so Buddha is saying that look at them. So not only to achieve happiness in future lives, not only to achieve happiness all the time in future lives, you know, good birth, suppose to be born pure land, suppose not all that, then to be liberated from the oceans of samsara, suffering, and cause, karma, delusion, not all that, not just that, but to achieve full enlightenment, there is a cessation of all the mistake, the mind, even the subtle departments, cessation of that, and then perfected in the qualities of all the realizations. So, so to achieve that, to be perfected oneself in all the qualities, so that one can liberate, one can perfect what was, and that means which includes liberating the number of sentient beings in the hell realm, growth, animals, human beings, sura, asura, and material beings from oceans of samsara, suffering, and causes, and bring them, everyone from each realm, everyone bring in the full enlightenment. So for that reason, then, we have to subdue, we have to be free, we have to cease the delusions, the wrong concepts. So, and then looking at all of them, they say, look at all the cultural phenomena, including one's life, you know, all these things. look at them like star, all day. That, you see, stars in the daytime is there. Daytime you don't see the star. So the as I mentioned also yesterday, when you do not examine, how things appear and how we believe. What we do with our mind, how we create the concept. That's what it is. So, totally something else, opposite to reality. So, as I mentioned, also yesterday, difference. However, so say. So, So if you question now what I'm doing here, is if you question now what I'm doing here, I'm sitting on a chair, or I'm listening crazy talk. Nonsense. Nonsense, crazy talk. Anyway, I'm sitting on a chair. Oh, I'm listening to a talk. This 80 from Nepal. 80, a snowballman. Snowballman from Nepal. Anyway, talking from the throne. Anyway, so snowball man. from the Mount Everest. Anyway, so. yeah, like that, you see. so, I am listening talk, or I'm sitting in a chair, like that, you see. or I'm sitting on a throne, giving talk, okay? Crazy talk. Oh, so anyway. So, but we see, I'm sitting on a chair or the listening talk. You see, so real I, see, believe is the appearance is real I. You see, I also mentioned the other day. So, you see, real I. Abiding or existing in this body, you see. abiding in this body. So, without examining, then, you see, the natural belief that this, as I mentioned also, inside the chest, not in the stomach, where there's all the junks, if it's after lunch or dinner, then. See, no, I'm joking there. So not in the stomach with food, anyway. or the junks with the poo-poo, you know. not inside the head. Not here inside the head, inside the face, or not inside the head. But there, you see, inside the chest. somebody there. So anyway, this one we're not examining. You see, there's a real eye there, see? And then that real eye sit on chair and listening talk, see? So, so then, then you say, see, why believe? I said, why believe? Why say this? I am sitting on chair, you know, listening talk. Why say this? Why believe this? See, then the answer. Then the answer is, there's nothing else. No other reason at all. No other reason at all, except the aggregates, the body, is action, doing action, sitting on chair. So that's it, you know, that's it. Why? That's it. Then believed, I labeled and believed. I am sitting on a chair. That's it. Or the aggregates, the mind, you know, sense of ear is paying attention to listen, talk. So the base. The aggregates, base, the you know, the sense, the consciousness, the ear, paying attention to the talk. So that's it. Nothing else. There's nothing else other than that. You know, why I believe I'm saying, you know, listening, teaching. Nothing else. There's no other reason at all. Nothing else. Nothing more than that. So. So when you think there's a reason, when you put the reason, I see. Why you believe what you say? I'm sitting on a chair, listening talk. You see. So, relating to the aggregates. Relating to the base, I guess, what function it does. That's it. Nothing else about that. That's it. No other reason at all. So when you think the base to be labeled, the base to be labeled I is the aggregates existing, and then doing functional sitting, the body doing functional sitting, and the sense the ear is paying consciously paying attention to talk, you see. So when you think that when you just think that, then that real I, what you used to believe before, appears and you believe it is true. You see? Yeah. So basically, you know, it's gone. You see? Not there. Non-existent. That real I, you know, before sitting and listening, not there. Not gone in the car, you know, going out through the doors in the car, escaped, not that, but you see, you know, doesn't exist, see, there. And see, in the view of your mind, it's not there. Suddenly, suddenly you see the total change to your mind, your perception, total change. see, suddenly there's huge differences that, you know, what is believed by the wrong concept, ignorance, there's a real idea inside this body, the, you know, on this aggregates, you see, existing from society, not merely leveled by mind, you see. They were strongly believed, it's true. They were so strongly 100% believed. You see, suddenly. Not there. not there. It suddenly doesn't exist. So, mind made it up the label I, you know, just mind made up the label I and believed, mind merely imitated I and believed in that, you see, and its function, and it's and then merely imitated the action, there's a mind, say, mind merely imitated I, self. And then merely imitated the action, the function, sitting, listening, talk, all that. Merely imitated by mind, you see. Mind just made it up, you see. Mind just made up the label, and then, you know, merely imitated the eye, and merely imitated the action, sitting on a chair, or I listen, talk. That's it. Nothing else. So something which came from the mind, you see, relating to the aggregates, then mind, you see, just made up the I, the label I, name, I, then it's a millimeter, and then action, millimeter action, listening, and that. I listen, talk, or sit on a chair. So that's it. So, and believe that, you see. So that's nothing. So therefore, that's what it exists. Therefore, the other one that you believed before. Before examining, you know, why I believe I'm sitting, I'm listening, see, I say, So after you put the reasons, you know, relating to the aggregates, nothing else. Relating to the aggregates is what. You see what they do with it, they do it. That's it. So some different phenomena. See, this different phenomena. The body, I guess, body doing action. Sitting, then the mind is this sense of ears, the conscience, you know, paying attention to talk. So not different phenomena. The reason is you use different phenomena, another phenomena, you see. So that's the reason. So that's it, nothing else than that. So, so you see, so here now, what appeared, what you believed before, real I in the sense existing from the inside, you see, inside this body, or these on this aggregates, on these aggregates from above. This I guess there's a real I, in the sense existing from inside, not merely leveled by mind, you know, and believed. Believed, you see. Also mind. That's true. So that, you know, that's not there. That non-existent, you see. Non-existent. So it proves that previous concept is wrong. Appearance is a hallucination. The previous appearance is a hallucination. False view of false I. The previous one. That is a false I. View of false eye. That is the object reputed. Gakcha. See? And the mind which believes that's true, that's the ignorance. That's ignorance. Root of samsara. Root of all the delusions, from where all the delusion arises and karma. Which results suffering death. Which results suffering rebirth, you know? And all the old age sicknesses and dissatisfactions, all the mental physical problems, so everything, which results for that, you see? So the oceans of human beings suffering, you know, oceans of say, sura, asura, hell beings, hunger beings, animals, in the meditation, because all these oceans of all these suffering, all those different realms of sufferings, from where she comes. So from this nonsense mind, this mind concept of nonsense, you know, kind of like childish or nonsense, nonsense concept, nonsense, say, you know, nonsense. totally no meaning, you know, this believing I which doesn't exist. Believing I, self, which doesn't exist, you see, which is not there. So believe is the root of ignorance, the root of all, from where all the delusion comes, you know, all the wrong concepts, you see. The 60 root delusion, 22nd delusion, however, they're elaborating the 84,000 delusions. However, where Buddha taught 84,000 Dharma teachings, you see, remedy to the 84,000 delusions. However, so you know, there, yeah. So from this this concept state, you know, believing, say, oh, the hallucination, you see, there's a real eye inside this body, or on this aggregates, you know, existing from society. Not merely labeled by Baham, not merely labeled by mind. So, you see, and it's truly, you see, truly, you know, absolutely, completely believe this is true. Completely believe, entrust this. 100%, no doubt. By the ignorance, by this concept, is the wrong concept, ignorance. Because, why is it ignorance? Because there's no such idea. As it appeared, believe, there's nothing there. Not even the atom of that doesn't exist. There's not even the atom of that exist in this body or in this body or on this aggregates. No way you can find. So. Just very simple meditation. This, you question to yourself, you know. Then you use the reason. You see, why I say, you know, I'm sitting in a chair and listening to teaching. See, then they relate to the aggregates. What function aggregate does? That's it. Nothing else. Nothing more than that. Can't find anything other than that. See. So then, see, just by that, then the, you see the previous, the real I, you know, in this body, in the appearing and believed at the present to them doing these activities. Oh, you see, you discover, you see. See, non-existent. Can't find, you see. So, so this is one meditation, one technique that can use, you see, to recognize the gaccha, object to be reputed. So now here, then you recognize the previous one is that there was a real I, and you see doing all this real action of listening and real action of sitting on chair. You see, so that you see the object which is a false. You see, which doesn't exist at all. So. So to recognize the object to be repeated, you see, it helps. Then later, then let her say. When your mind is distracted, if your mind is staying this reason, as long as you're able to stay in this, you see, this reason, you see, maintaining the reason, it helps the. to not have, you see, that real I, you know, the existing from inside appearing, that is the believed, is it 100% true, you see. To not occur that, and then, but then when your mind distracted, when your mind is distracted from this concentration, then they come back. You see, a real I in this body, and real I. To make it short, in the real I, the sense existing from the side. You see, on this I get. You see, from above this I get, and believed by one's mind. You know, by the ignorance, you see, that is 100% true. so you question, see, you put the reason relating to the aggregates, you know, relating to the different phenomena, you see, the aggregates, you see, what activity does. Then when you do that, when you use this reason. You see, so then again, that false eye, you know, that see, in the view of your mind, you see. So you're able to recognize the object reputed gacha, you see. This is what doesn't exist at all. You see, more you're able to recognize the false eye, then it is a minute, to realize it is empty. It is totally non-existent, as it is totally non-existent, so empty, so that, maybe we just do a little meditation, very short one. So when the body is sitting, and I guess the body is doing actual sitting, the mind, I guess the mind, the sense of the ear, the consciousness is listening. Then the mind is seeing that. Just merely imputed, I. Just a matter of the label I, and then the actions of the I, merely the walking, sitting or listening, just the merely imputed, but merely imputed by also mind. Just merely imputed by mind. Believe in that. That's it. Nothing else. So I which is existing, the self I which exists is something unbelievable subtle. How the I exists, what it is, or what is self, is something unbelievable subtle phenomena. It's like doesn't exist. Doesn't exist, but it's like that. The light doesn't exist then. Unbelievable subtle. What really it is. Unbelievable subtle. Mind just merely imputed. The meditation, the subtle dependent arising according to Prasangika school, Madhyamika school, Prasangika school, the fourth school, Madhyamika school, which are two, Savatantra school, Prasangika school. So, Prasangika school view, the dependent arising, this subtle dependent arising. Subtle dependent arising. Merely imputed by the mind. So the meditate, concentrate exactly in the meaning of that is extremely important. Not just say, merely imputed by mind, just leave it, not like that. You just throw the words and then you don't meditate. No, that doesn't help, you see. One has to meditate exactly according to that, according to words. Then it's unbelievable, fantastic. Then you come to know that how subtle it is, see, the subtle the eye, you see. So like that, so you get the first example how it is, it's so extremely subtle, you know. it exists, but it's extremely fine, unbelievable subtle. Light doesn't exist. So like that. So once you get that clear experience of this, then all the body and mind, all the rest of phenomena is like that. Hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happiness, problem, all the rest of phenomena is like that. See, it's all empty. It's all everything was everything what you think real, everything what you think, what you believe real, real from its own side, you see. Everything what you, everything what appears, what you believe, it is there. It is there on the base. Is everything there on the base? You see, which is also labeled by your by your mind. So it's actually not there. You see, not there on the base. Not there on the base. As appeared as you believe, it's not true at all. Everything are totally, you see, empty. As a mere conception, see, merely imputed, merely believed, merely imputed and believed. That's it, nothing else. Even the base on your label is merely imputed by mind, believed, you see. That's it. So, So you can see everything came from the mind. Even the mind itself. So everything is empty. Empty means do not exist from their own side. I, action, object. I do not exist from inside. Action do not exist from inside. Object do not exist from inside. Everything do not exist. Everything do not exist from the outside. Everything are totally empty. So that. So just the mental liberty here. First, I, empty. Then second, action. Third, objects. So minted like that. First, I, empty. Then actions. Then your actions, all the activities. Then all the objects, okay? So minted like that, empties. when the body, when the aggregate body stands up, then our mind will see that merely impute I and the action, merely impute action standing. When the aggregate body is actually walking, then the mind will see the aggregate doing that, and then merely impute I and merely impute action of walking. Believe that. Then just merely impute that and I and merely impute action of walking. When the body does, when the aggregate body does action of eating, then the mind will see that merely impute. Make up the label I and then immediately impute the action of eating. When the aggregate body is going to the toilet, you know, after eating going to the toilet, and then there's a poo-poo, and then the pee-pee and poo-poo, and then the, oh, then aggregates which see the, during the aggregate, mind which see the aggregate, you know, during the activity, then just simply merely impute I and merely impute I self, merely impute I, make up the I, make up the label I, and you see impute I, then action poo poo and pee pee, you know, merely impute action there. So then when I guess the body is driving the car, mind which see that and merely impute I immediately impute action and driving. So just merely impute and believe in that. That's it. Nothing else. Oh, see. Do that. So, and when I get, when I get the body, doing the action when the aggregate is doing the action see in the shop, you know, in the shop they're paying money, you know, when the aggregate body is doing the action paying money, you know, they're buying, taking things, like paying money, they, the mind which see that merely impute I, you know, merely impute I, then merely impute action shopping. That's it. Nothing. That's it. Nothing else. Then so and then I say then there one must say. When the aggregate says, when the aggregate and the body is typing, then there's then you see doing job, then the mind merely impute I and merely impute actions doing job, you see, writing letter, secretary, you see, I'm a secretary, that. Merely impute I and merely impute action. So they say. Then the. When the so when the aggregates, you see the making an agreement to, you see, making agreement, you know, to say, the official is making paper and to live together, then they say, there's, celebration, how you say, marriage. Then you say, when the other guests are doing that, then you say, might be the impede eye and the impede marriage. You see, then. Then they say, then what the other guests, you see, then they produce children, then produce children, then see, the merely impute, I merely impute, is a birth, as a give birth to the children, so merely imputed. So, then the get birth, and then the yeah, that then the when the aggregate's mind is happy, then I see aggregate's mind is happy, then the impute, you see, merely impute I and merely impute experience of the happiness, experience of the I, you know, the happiness. I'm happy. So immediately just make up the labels. You see, and then I'm happy, the experience of the happiness is the experience of the I, the happiness, not suffering, happiness. So when the mind is, when the aggregate mind is experiencing suffering or say, depression or say, so forth, then the mind immediately imputes the I and immediately imputes the experience of the self, you see, experience of the I. The unhappiness, so or merely impeded, you see. Your mind made it up. Your mind made it up. Made it up. I and your mind made it up. Made it up the unhappiness. So mere imputation. as well as the base. The base is the aggregates. The mind, you see, also merely impeded by one's mind. What's the thought and what it experiences, the depression is also merely imputed. It's also merely imputed by your own thought. So that. So what you're experiencing is what is merely imputed by your mind. Depression leveled by your own mind. So abuse. Abuse merely impeded by your own mind. So everything like that. Whatever you are experiencing, good or bad, merely impeded by your mind. Everything, including birth, including death, everything impeded by your own mind. Nothing exists from its own side. No death exists from its own side. No death exists from its own side. No real death. There is no real death. There is no real death, which is not merely labeled by your mind existing from its side. There is no such thing. Believe, say, appeared, believed, appeared to one's hallucination, my hallucinated mind appeared, and due to ignorance, by leaving a negative imprint on the mind, in concept truly existent, by leaving a negative imprint on the mind, then you see, projected the real death, existing from its society, so projected, projection of the wrong concept, ignorance, but there's no such thing there. There's no such thing, it's totally empty. Total non-existent, empty. That death is total non-existent, empty. There's no such thing. That's totally empty. That's total non-existent, totally empty. So we'll look at this, this nature, emptiness. Okay. Now look at the birth, rebirth. what usually appeared to our hallucinated mind, projection, real rebirth, totally real rebirth existing from the side, not immediately behind. So the projection of your ignorance, our ignorance. The concept truly by leaving negative imprint on the mental continuum, so projection of that. So in the reality, there's no such thing. There's total non-existent. Maintain on that. Now meditate. now meditate the sufferings, problems. Again, here, what normally appeared and what we normally believe is the one which doesn't exist. Suffering, problem which doesn't exist. What appeared? A real problem, real suffering. Existing from its own side. Which is a projection by the wrong concept. By projection by the wrong concept, the concept of true existence, ignorance, by leaving negative imprint on the mental continuum. It's a projection of that. The suffering, the problem, relationship problem, whatever problem is. So there's total hallucination, total non-existence. There's no such thing. Meditate one-pointedly in this emptiness. Now look at the pleasure, happiness. Again here, a real, real pleasure, real happiness, existing from its own side, not merely labeled by your mind, which is simply just projection. Projection. A wrong view, projected by our concept of true existence, the ignorance, the past ignorance, by leaving negative imprint on the mind, on this mental continuum, and projected this hallucination. The pleasure of sleep, pleasure of food, pleasure of music, pleasure of the sexual pleasure, and all this so forth pleasure of skin, pleasure of all the other habits, and the pleasure of families and wealth. Pleasure, by criticizing other, by criticizing your enemy, pleasure by harming your enemy, everything. So the pleasure, not a real pleasure, not merely labeled by mind, projected by this. Negative imprint left the mental condition by the past, the ignorance, concept of true existence. This ignorance, projection of this ignorance. So which doesn't exist at all, even slightest of atom of it. Doesn't exist even slightest atom of that. Look at it. In reality, it's, the truth is all this empty. Now meditate. So now conclude. So that's how the eye in the reality, how it is like that, mediated by mind. So therefore, it is empty, total non-existence from its own side. while it is existing, it is empty. While it is empty, it is existing. In the man, mediated by mind. So now the aggregates, the base, the aggregates, the base aggregates. The base aggregates. maybe just before that. just finish up that deal with the eye. As I mentioned yesterday, the form, I guess the form is not I, the feeling is not I guess of feeling is not I, and the condition is not I guess of the compound, I guess, the 51 mental, from 51 mental factors, you take it out, the feeling and condition. Rest of the mental factors are the compounding the aggregates. Not this I, and the aggregates of consciousness is not this I, and even the collections of all the five is not this I. Is not this I. Even the collections of all the five is not this I. So this I doesn't. So this I, even the collection of all the five is not this I. And this I doesn't exist separately. This I doesn't exist separately, or also doesn't exist separately from this, I guess. Doesn't exist separately. See what I'm saying? Doesn't exist separately from this, I guess. anything there, so anything which exists, it has to be either with aggregates, one with aggregates, or exist separately from the aggregates. Anything which exists, neither is not one with it. Neither is not one with, I guess, nor it exists separately, I guess. if the I exists separately from the, I guess, then you see, then you don't need a job. You don't need a job. You don't need a job. You don't need money. What for? You don't need money because it doesn't have body. It doesn't have, I guess, you see, it doesn't have body, so you don't need money, you don't need a job. so you can totally relax. No worries, no problems. But then the question is, the eye doesn't exist. There's such eye separately existing from the eye, I guess, you see. So it doesn't exist. So it doesn't. Doesn't exist. First of all, it doesn't exist. So it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. otherwise it can be great time. Great time. So you don't need food. You don't need food. You don't need shelter. You don't need money. There's no hunger test. There's no hunger and thirst, you know. So there's the hunger test, hot and cold, you see, I think. So that, okay. When you travel, you don't need tickets. When you travel, you don't need air tickets. You don't need a car, you don't need air tickets. But you don't have a body. So what to do? So that. So it doesn't have aggregates. So it doesn't have aggregates. So then, you don't have a body. So there's no marriage. No marriage, no children. No wife, no husband. No family. If the I exists separately from that, see. So I mean, at first it didn't. There's such a I. So if there is, then it's all this. So it went like this. So then you don't, I say, you don't have to say. Then you don't follow the country rule, but you don't have the body. You don't have a body, so you don't need to follow the country rule. It's all everything's because you have the body. So all this is the mystic crisis. if the aggregates is one with the I, then you see there are five aggregates, so then there will be five eyes. You know, if the aggregate is I, then there are five eyes. Then you see, there you see, there are many atoms. This body has, you know, five limbs, you know, four limbs or five limbs. Two legs, two hands, a head, you know, there are many parts. So there will be many eyes, you see. The body has many atoms, you see. The body has many atoms, many parts, and many atoms. So there will be, equivalent number of how many atoms it has, there will be a number of eyes. Not this eye, you know. Not this eye where you put glasses, eye itself. There will be a number of eyes, you see, I. So, so you see, when you, all the hairs will be I. How many hair you have? There will be a number of eyes. Then you are cutting the eye, you are killing the eye, you know. When you cut the hair, then when you cut nails, you're cutting the eye. How many number of hairs, it will be eye, you see. So you're cutting eye, you're throwing eye, you see. You're cutting eye or killing so many eyes. So many cells, you see. So all these mistakes will rise. Mm. But I say which is not true. All this mystery will rise, which is not true. See, then all these number, all the, every hair of the eyes, you see, then they all have to rank in it. You know, all the number of atoms, number of hairs, all this eye, you see. Then this is the basis of the aggregate is eye, you see. Then all this mystery will rise. Then they have to, each eye has to, have to rank in it, you see. Oh, would have to rank in it, you know. So in there. So then that means you see in your room, you see, there in your room there'll be many people. there'll be probably millions and billions of people in your room, you know. Or on your in the airplane, on your seat, there are many billions of people, you know. There are many billions of people, millions and billions of people, you see. You'll be sitting on your chair in the airplane. So without tickets. without any tickets. So that, without any ticket, you see. So, yeah, so that all this mystery will rise, you see. Then you see, then the experience of the say. That this body, you see, this doesn't come from past life, you see. You know, as far as the body, the continuity, you know, doesn't come from past. consciousness come from the consciousness come from the past life mind, you see, but not this body. So, however, then you see, this body would not depend on the karma. You see, would not depend on karma. You see, like that. Then everything, then whatever happening, see, this body, you see, then you see, it doesn't depend on karma. So it become like this, you see. Doesn't become a result of past good karma, you know. Whatever defect it has doesn't make it a result of past negative karma. So cause. This has no cause. So it's just so there's no explanation. There's no cause, then there's no explanation. Right? You see, you know, the beautiful body, the ugly body, all that. You see, cause. There's no cause. You see, the cause has existed before the result. So. So whatever happiness, suffering, experiences, you see, so then you see, that doesn't depend on previous cause, you see, so that this happens. So which is not true. So there's no way to have this birth. There's no way to have any happiness experience. With this body, see, there's no way to happen that because it has to depend on cause. Anything that experience has to have cause. See, incorporated into main cause, so which exists before the result. So, so this is incorporated. This body and this happiness, suffering, is incorporated. Causative phenomena. So since there's a causative phenomena, this is not permanent. There's a causative phenomena, so there has to have a cause exist before this. So there all this. that's the reality. So all this mystic arises. that it was Agate one with the Agate, so how's that, what is it? If this Agate is oneness with the I, so all these mystery arises. So, all the I is one, so the, all the, there wouldn't be five Agates, but one, I guess. So the mistake explaining the text like that, you see. Then also, then also this mystery arises that in the text, you see, if the aggregate is the I, if the aggregate is the self, then you see, if the aggregate is the self, then you see, that if it is self, if it's the I, then you don't need to label I, you see, on the I. If the aggregate is always I, you see, then you don't need to label I. You don't need to label I. So the why you need to label I on the I, you know, you don't need to label I on the I. Then again you need to label on that I. You see, I on that I. So it becomes unceasing. It is what explained Madhyamika. You see the. If the aggregate is I, then you see why you need to label I on that I, you see. You don't need it. Otherwise it becomes unceasing, you see. Then again on that, you need to label I on that. Then again on that label you need, on that again you need label I, so it becomes unceasing, endless, you know. There's no point, you see. So, we put the label, whatever label we put on. You see, we put the label on the different phenomena. Which you see, we put I self. Or on the aggregates, you put this label I, or on the aggregates which is not I, you know, the aggregate which is not I. so, which is the base to be, which is the base to be labeled I. So I is the label, aggregates is the base to be labeled I. So two different phenomena. So they are not one. So it means that they're not one. It's proved they're not one. I is the label, I gets the base, are to be labeled. So if the I guess is the I, then the base and the label become one, which is wrong, see? cannot be one. Label and base, they do not exist separately, but they exist differently. They're one in the essence. Label the I and the base. They exist. They don't exist separately, but they exist differently. So and therefore they're different phenomena. The label I and the aggregates, you see, the label I is a receiver. The label I is a receiver, and aggregate is what is received, what is taken. The I is a receiver, and the aggregate is what is received to the I. So two different phenomena. So that way also. Lembapo is the receiver, the eye is the receiver. You can say I created good karma in the past, the self created good karma in the past to receive this, I guess, you see, this body. This human body, you see. Then now the eye received this, I guess. So the eye is the receiver, I guess is what is received. Two different phenomena. So the I is a possessor, aggregate is a possession. I is a possessor, an aggregated possession. So also by that sense, also two different phenomena, they're not one. So that. The I is not one with the aggregates, nor it exists separately from the aggregates. Separately, no, you shouldn't say differently. Separately, it doesn't exist from aggregates. Okay. So, what it is nothing. What it is nothing, except what is merely limited by mind. Except what is merely limited by mind. You know, except what is merely limited by mind. Just that's it. Nothing else. So now the okay. Now the aggregates itself. Oh, the general aggregates. Okay. So Sam, you're gonna analyze the form is not the general aggregates. Feeling is not the general aggregates. The compound aggregates, the cognition is not the general aggregates. The compound aggregates not general aggregates. Consciousness is not the general aggregates. So even the collection of the five is not the general aggregates. That's the base. General aggregates is what is imputed. See, that's the label. That's the label. Okay, so clear. So that all these five is not the general aggregates, and this general aggregate doesn't exist separately from this. These five collections is not the general aggregates. General aggregates, neither that nor it exists separately. So when you're doing this analysis, see again, the aggregates, real aggregates, in sense existing from the side which you had before, appeared and believed. You see. Now again here, could not find. You know, that doesn't exist. That I guess which you always believed, see? Appeared and believed, is not there. Appeared to hallucinate mind, and believed it's true, is not there. So it proves that's wrong. That's totally non existent. Oh. So aggregates what exists, what exists is merely imputed by mind. That's it. Merely imputed by your mind. That's it. What exists is that. So now, so one can do analysis like this. Then to each aggregate, one can do similar analysis like this. Is to the aggregate form, cognition, feeling, aggregate of consciousness. So to each one, we can do an analysis like that. However, let us say, the aggregates of now the aggregates of form, okay, aggregates of form, okay. So, in short. Little bit elaboration you can do like that before, analysis, meditation you can do like that before. But how about the aggregates of form? See. do the same thing. So, the aggregates form, there's the main body and the the legs and hands and the head, you see, all those different parts. So none of those form, you see, and general form, the aggregates, you see, none of those is the form, the aggregates. And altogether is not a form, a form, you see. Altogether is not also, a form. So altogether is not, a form. And a form doesn't exist also separately from this form, from this collections of the parts of the body, you see. A form doesn't exist, neither with this, neither one with this, nor it exists separately. A form is neither one is with this collections of the limbs and heads and main bodies, the collections of this, neither with one with this, nor neither one with this, is not one with this. A form, nor it exists separately from this. Nor it exists separately from this. So that is the answer. This real form doesn't exist at all. There's no such thing. The real one is existing from the side. This real egg is a form existing from the side. Total nonsense. There's no such thing. What exists? What is merely impeded by your mind? What is made up by your mind? Merely impeded by your mind. Not from there, but from your what is merely impeded by your mind, made by your mind, believed. That's it. There's no aggregate of form on this. You can't find on this. Collections of the parts of the body, you can't find the aggregate of form there. On this you can find. Okay? Clear. We believe it's there. We believe it's there or on that, but you can't find. If you look, can't find. So it's not true. It's false. Doesn't exist there. Doesn't exist on this. So now like that, your head. So there are many different parts here. So many different parts, very kind of like a tree here inside here. In the inside here, the brain, the part is like a tree. Here, this part is like a tree. So there's all so many pieces, you know, different parts. So many pieces. So anyway, again, same here. We think there's a real head there, you know, on this. A real head on this. But that's a total wrong. A wrong view. That is a false head. If it exists, you know, then when you look for it, you should be able to find on these collections of these pieces, you should be able to find head there. But you can't find. If you look for, can't find it. You can't find anywhere at all. So anywhere at all, can't find head. That's the same. The real head, in a sense, existing problems, can't find anywhere on this. Can't find anywhere on this. Besides all that, collection is not a real head, you know. real head doesn't exist separately even also from that. So real head existing from the society, total non-existent. So what is a head? There's a collection of all these, you see, pieces there, which is not a head, you know, that which is the base to be labeled a head. So two different phenomena. So therefore, there's not a head. So what is a head? Is what is merely impeded by your mind. What is merely impeded by your thought, you see. So, but even the head, what is merely impeded by your mind, can't find. If you look for where it is, can't find. Even that, which exists, even that you can't find on the head. If you look for, can't find. So that. But of course, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It exists because there's this base, you know, all these pieces together is there. So how the head exists is nothing. It's merely just merely impeded by your mind. That's it, nothing else. So it's extremely unbelievable, subtle what it is. You know, as I mentioned, it's the same. If you analyze, unbelievable subtle. So now so now same the legs and the hands, you know. All the collections of parts. I say all the collection of parts is not the hand, it's the basis to be labeled the hands, basis to be labeled legs, you see. So there, you know, all the pieces are not leg, all the pieces are not hand, collections of all together is not hand, not leg. So and the hand and the head doesn't exist. Also this separately from the collections of parts. You see, it doesn't exist also separately, also doesn't exist. So no question about really hand and really leg. do not exist at all. You know, that really leg and really hand, which appeared to our hallucinated mind and you see, what is believed by ignorance, you know? True, that is total non-existent. There's no such thing. Totally empty, total non-existent. What is the hand and what's the leg? It's nothing. It is nothing except what is mediated by your mind, made by your mind. Something extremely subtle. extremely subtle. A leg and hand is what it is simply what is meaning by mind. It is extremely unbelievable subtle. Okay. So now go down like this. would take a lot of time. So go down to the atoms. So everything like that. everything like this. You see. What happened? What you have been believing from beginning, but from birth, from this morning, is not there. It doesn't exist. Totally empty. Totally empty. Not there. There's such thing there. So now even the atoms go down. Even the atoms of this body. So according to Prasangi, according to the lower school, the four schools, the Buddhist philosophers, of the lower schools, then the atoms, no parts. Believe no parts. They believe. But according to Madhyamika school, Prasangika school, then atoms is parts. So atom So now here, atom, when we think of atom, you see, how does the atom appear to you? Meaning between by mind or existing, a real atom existing from the sight? How does So, real atom, you know, real atom in the sense existing from its own side, you see. So that is totally false. There's a false atom. There's no such thing. There's a false atom. All these are false atom. False atom, you see. All this is a projection. You know, atom existing from the side, real atom existing is a projection, wrong view, projection of the ignorance. Projection, let's see, of the negative imprint left on the mental condition by the past ignorance, concept of true existence, okay? believing the atom exists from the side, you know, independent, you know. Not dependent, but independent existing from the side. Okay, so that ignorance led to negative imprint on the mental condition, then projected on the media level, projected true existence. Yeah, projected true existence on the media level, on the media level atom. Okay, so made it real like this hallucination. So now you see. So it is a. So there's no such thing, you know, a real atom existing. So there's no such thing. All these are totally non-existent, empty. All these are totally, totally non-existent, empty. what is the atom that exists? What is merely imputed by mind? Because there's a collection, because there's a finer atoms, you know, collections of atoms. Finer, atoms. So that, however, all the atoms, now the conclusion, all this, what has appeared, the real one, existing from inside, independent existing from inside, and believed is true by what's the mind, with the ignorance, you see. All this, totally empty. In reality, all these are totally empty. Meditate a little bit on this. Looking at the atoms are empty as they are. By thinking, when we think of atoms, something really atom, independent one, existing from the side, is just a projection of the negative imprint left by the past concept truly existent, okay? So meaning that they're totally empty, there's no such thing. So we just concentrate very precisely on that. Now send the consciousness the mental factors, the consciousness. So there's a consciousness, from beginning of the birth, continued consciousness, which goes towards the enlightenment. So the mind, you see, from beginning of the birth. Which continues from beginningless birth towards the endless, continue to mind, which also future endless, you see, no end. So, which goes to enlightenment. So now, then among the days, you see, consciousness of the different parts, consciousness of past life, this life, future life, then the consciousness of this life, then this is a number, there's a how many years, you see, one lives. So the consciousness, then I say, then 1 year, there's a 12 say, month, and then the, say 4 weeks, and then the 7 days, and then the for 24 hours, and then the 1 hour, then they say there's a 60 minutes, then they say 10 minutes, 60 seconds, so anyway, the minutes, then second, you see, consciousness, so second consciousness, then minutes, then second consciousness, you see. And then within that, then it comes to mind, you know, so second like this, then then 365 seconds, then it comes to mind, you know, within these sound snap fingers, yeah, or by young person, say yeah, that. Kind of like that. So anyway, so as far as consciousness, you know, so the so according to Prasangika school, the Madhyamika Prasangika school, then so the so you say the, you know, duration, consciousness duration like this, then you say the they labeled on the many, you know, 365, you know. Second consciousness. So that, so it's, see. However,